You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Arizona going for a three-game series sweep over the Giants on Sunday. To finish up players' weekend, it would be a power hitter's day.
J.D. Martinez, high fly ball, deep right center.
Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeout, seven of the game for Corbin. Swing and a miss. Strike him out. And that's number eight on the afternoon for Patrick Corbin.
Roldy hits one. Deep left field. Right and gone. Number 31. And the Diamondbacks have a 9-0 lead. And here's a high fly ball. Deep center. And this one is gone. Back-to-back, J.D. Martinez, his second of the ball game, and his 29th of the year, and it's 10-0. Descalso, can they make it 3 in a row? It's gone! Back-to-back-to-back, 11-0.
The D-backs pile on a 9-run 8th inning as they run away from the Giants, winning on Sunday 11-0, sweeping the Giants in 3 games and have won 6 of 7 and 4 in a row. Arizona shuts out San Francisco Sunday 11-0, completing a 3-game series sweep and making it 6 of 7. After the game, here's D-backs manager Torey Lovello's reaction.
I thought the 7-plus innings that he gave us were very consistent with what he's been doing prior to that. Fastball command, breaking ball for a strike, breaking ball, strike to ball, a lot of swing and miss, and just was comfortable with his execution and getting a number of ground ball outs. And I know that our defense was playing very well behind him, turning some big double plays to limit that pitch count. So it was a great effort by him. And the bullpen in that eighth inning did a fantastic job of some damage control and preserve the 2-0 lead, and then the offense just took over from there. So we know the big 9-run eighth was fun to see. We haven't had a lot of those moments as of late. Back-to-back-to-back home runs, J.D. Martinez, 2 home runs, Goldie, another big home run that really broke the game open, and then Daniel Descalso with a solo home run. So, and 3 hits, too. So it was just a really nice day offensively. It was a total lineup contribution offensively. We executed when we had to. Nice one. Nice series.
J.D. Martinez hits a pair of home runs, including the middle of a back-to-back-to-back home run sequence in the 8th inning for Arizona. And Martinez talks about the victory.
It's huge. We had a little bit of a rough road trip at the beginning, and then we bounced back in New York, and then just coming home. And taking this series, I feel like you got to really tip your hats off to our pitchers. These guys have been pitching great. Corby, our bullpen, everyone's been coming in lights out. When we're doing that, we're a tough team to beat.
Yeah, Corbin setting the tone today, and then you guys really helping preserve the bullpen. What's it mean to the team to have that breaking open like that in the eighth inning, having that offensive surge? Because I know you guys have been searching for that the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's huge. It gives a blow. It gives a blow to our bullpen. It gives them a day to relax. They've been pitching every single day. So just to be able to come in and explode and just have that confidence going into the off day, I think it's huge.
And you've had over a handful of homers in the last 11 games. That you got 2 tonight. What's been working for you at the plate?
I don't know. I'm just trying to simplify it, try to just get up there and just, see the ball and just try to put the barrel on it. Stop thinking so much what they're going to do, what I'm trying to do, my mechanics. Just go up there, see the ball, and put the barrel on it.
Patrick Corbin wins his 12th, going 7 shutout innings, giving up just 5 hits, a walk, and striking out 8. And here's Corbin on handling the pitching.
Just everything, getting ahead of guys, keeping off balance, pretty much same thing that I've been trying to do, just making quality pitches, getting ahead of guys, and just controlling the game and having quick innings. And offense came up huge there at the end of the game.
What's been the difference maker in your game personally these last couple weeks?
Strike one, it's something that I did really well. A couple years ago, and just got ahead guys, kept them off balance, and when I'm able to do that, I can throw all my pitches, and just something I've tried to do, and it just seems right now it's going well, just locating my fastball, and Yeah.
You guys have opened a stretch of 25 straight against division opponents. How key was it to get this series sweep?
Yeah, no, it was huge. Just to come home here and get on a good note. We have the Dodgers next, so we know those are big games. So as a starter, you're just trying to go there every fifth day, get a win, and just try to keep us in the ballgame.
Could you guys be getting hot at just the right time, you know, especially with this home stretch coming? You've kind of, you know, gotten hot. The bats are starting to open up. Robbie Ray comes back. Looks like, you know, he didn't skip a beat and so on.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, having Robbie back is huge. Just deepens our rotation even more. And offensively, I know we're there. And, I mean, we have a lot of guys that can hit homers, can hit doubles, and steal back. So we're a dangerous team when both sides are clicking. And our bullpen, too, to have those two guys at the end there have been great all year.
The D-backs get a day off before hosting the Dodgers Tuesday. Monday, the Giants go to San Diego.